We're doing Tariyat Mitzvot, and we were discussing the preparations for the prayer, and we said one has in mind that he is going to perform the biblical mitzvah of Kriyat Shema and the blessings of Kriyat Shema, and incorporated in Kriyat Shema, one has in mind that as he's reading, he's performing certain mitzvot. When he says Va'avtat Hashem Lokecha, is performing the mitzvah of loving Hashem and not to test Hashem, as the verse says, "Do not test Hashem your God." Part of loving Hashem is not to curse Hashem. So there's a biblical prohibition, Elokim lo tekalel, don't curse a judge, and it also applies to cursing Hashem. And that's what's called the Megadef, one who curses heavens. And as we're reading Shema, so part of what we're performing in loving Hashem, and we say Uzchaltem et kol mitzvot Hashem in Shema, we will, by wearing tzitzis, we will remember all the mitzvot of Hashem. So this corresponds, one of the things that corresponds to the Shabbos, that our sages taught us, Shabbos weighs in like all the mitzvot. And when we say the words in the parsha of tzitzis, we say, I am Hashem asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. So we should have in mind that now I am fulfilling the biblical mitzvah of remembering that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and corresponding to that mitzvah, Hashem instituted the Yom Tov of Chag HaMatzos, the Yom Tov of Pesach. When I get to the words Ozer Dalim in the blessing after Shema, Ozer Dalim Onel Amo Beit Shavam Elav Tilot Le'el Elyon, right? So when I get to the words Ozer Dalim, a person should try to think of himself as a pauper, and this helps a person in preparation for prayer that our sages instituted, that ulovdo b'chol levavchem, that a person has to serve Hashem with all his heart. A person has to come before Hashem and recognize that he needs Hashem. When in Shmoneh Esrei we reach Shomeh Tfilah, so he says a person should try to do vidui there. I don't think we go with that halachically. And if a person does do vidui in his Shmoneh Esrei, he's fulfilling the biblical mitzvah that the Torah says that a person should do vidui when he sins. So part of tshuva is doing vidui, and vidui, the pasuk says, vitvadu et chatatam, vitvadu et avonam. Vidui is a biblical mitzvah. That's really the only mitzvah of tshuva that it says overtly in the Torah. The other aspects of tshuva we derive. This aspect of tshuva, it says clearly that one is supposed to do vidui to confess before his Creator what he's done wrong. And then we prepare ourselves for the review of the prayer out loud, Chazarat HaShatz, and that's a rabbinic institution. In the times of the Gemara, they didn't have Siddurim for everyone. So people who didn't know how to read, they didn't know the prayer by heart, they'd hear the prayer from the Shaliach Tzibur. So when we do Chazarat HaShatz, we're fulfilling a rabbinic institution, and any time we're fulfilling a rabbinic institution, we're in fulfillment of a biblical mitzvah to listen to the rabbis, and a biblical prohibition from not listening to them. Part of what we're going to say in Chazarat HaShatz is Kedusha, which is another rabbinic institution, which the rabbis align to the Pasuk in the Torah, V'nikdashti v'toch b'nei Yisrael. Hashem says, I'll be sanctified among the Jewish people. The congregation also will say, he adds over here, Hineni muchanum zuman nishmo chazarat amida mipi HaShatz. I'm preparing myself to hear the Chazaras HaShatz and to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo and Amen, as our sages instituted, and we mentioned earlier what mitzvot we're fulfilling in that. And we're going to say the Kedusha and Modim Rabban as our sages instituted. All of this is rabbinic institutions, a fulfillment of two biblical commandments, to listen to the rabbis and not transgress what they say. V'hi ratzon milfanecha, and may it be the will before you that your elevated holiness should descend upon me. Shetishrei alai Kedusha Elyonah.